Evening Post Books Audio presents The Home Guard, a novel of the Civil War, by John Worley. Read for you by the author. Prologue. In November 1861, the Civil War came to the scenic antebellum town of Beaufort, South Carolina. A Union soldier wrote to the folks back home, "The city of Beaufort is, I suppose, one of the handsomest places in the United States. It was inhabited only by the rich, retired planters of the South, and they spared no pains nor expense in making it beautiful with art. And nature could not develop itself more handsomely than it does here. The weather is pleasant the year round. The large shade trees cannot be surpassed for their beauty. Their flower gardens are superb, and there is not a single house but what is clustered around with orange, lemon, and fig trees. Grapes they have in abundance, and in fact everything that the most fastidious could desire to make them happy and contented." 7 months after the war began, with the firing on Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor, the Lincoln administration, anxious to blockade the Confederate coast, sent an armada of Union ships down the eastern seaboard. Those ships bypassed Charleston and anchored just off Hilton Head Island, near the entrance to Port Royal Sound, through which any invading force would have to pass to reach Beaufort, some 12 miles inland. On the morning of November 7, Union warships attacked, and in the 3 hours they reduced the two Confederate forts guarding the entrance to the Sound. Beaufort lay defenseless. When word reached town that the forts had fallen, Beaufort's white population, some 1,500, fled in what became known as the Great Skedaddle. Left behind that day were a host of fine mansions and an estimated 10,000 suddenly free African Americans. Union forces occupied the homes and the town for the duration of the war. Carter Barnwell, a dreamy-eyed boy of 12, knew little of war on the day his world collapsed around him. Born and raised in Beaufort, as Barnwell's had been for generations, he knew best the streams and marshes of the Lowcountry. Winds and tides were as much a part of him as his fingerprints. His only battles had come against feisty redfish or when he hooked a small shark in the surf. All that changed when, while fishing on the beach, he looked toward Charleston and saw the Union ships, dozens of them, coming over the horizon. Before he and his dog, Soot, could launch the skiff, a gunshot from a warship hit Soot in the left hindquarter. As he tended to the dog's wound, he stared at the ships and wondered what his world had become. He was about to find out. November 7th, 1861. Chapter 1. Carter watched his mother, Anna Barnwell, cinch the last strap on her leather valise. "There," she sighed. "If I cram another thing in it, you won't be able to lift it." As she brushed back a fallen wisp of hair, the boy thought of how seldom he had ever seen her when she wasn't perfectly composed, with her hair neatly held in place by a tortoiseshell comb. "Is the silver well buried in the back?" she asked. "You were gone for quite a while." "I hit some roots that slowed me down, but the hole is deep, filled with dirt and covered with pine straw." She looked at him, her shoulders slumping as she exhaled. "I never thought it would come to this, packing to leave the only house this family has ever known. I am glad your father isn't here to witness it. I doubt those Yankees will take care of it. Are your things packed?" "Yes, ma'am." "Time is short. If I dwell on what is happening, I'll turn into a sniveling ninny. Let's go upstairs to help Miss Ma with her things. I need to remind her to bring her wolfskin robe." Together they ascended the stairs, Anna wondering if perhaps for the last time. At Miss Ma's closed door, she knocked. No answer. She entered the room, Carter trailing. Miss Ma was not there. She called. "In here," came Miss Ma's voice from an alcove off the bedroom used for storage. The door was shut.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?